All right, so there's a story that I heard today. Well, really kind of, I heard a little bit about it yesterday, last night, when I was doing some late reading. And then Mike and Mike kind of touched on it this morning on their show. But it's one of these things that I have a kind of a very passion button for. And that is the changing of mascots based on, in my view, unwarranted means. So the story that kind of kicked off this resurgence, because this happened here locally. The Redskins changed their name to the Red Hawks under a lot of pressure. Interestingly enough, not by any Native Americans, in my understanding. But they changed it to the Red Hawks. They wanted to be politically correct. They felt it offended certain people, so they were proactive in that manner. Well, there's another school that has just recently come under a lot of heat. It's a school in Kentucky. The name of the school is Frederick Douglass High School, and their mascot is the Stallions, or was the Stallions. And it'll be changed based on the fact that the definition of Stallions, there's a couple. One being a male horse that has not been castrated and is used for breeding, or the slang term for a stallion, which is, I haven't heard this in years. As a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever called any of my friends a stallion.
It's probably best, but that's that way.
But slang for a powerful and viral man who has a lot of lovers. And I guess that is part of, so the reasoning that the superintendent announced yesterday that they're changing the name is because they wanted a more gender-neutral mascot, which is believed to be a more appropriate symbol for several female student teams at the high school. I can get behind that understanding. I just wonder, Todd, how many of the actual students were complaining about this nickname? Do you really get that upset about a nickname? See, I went to Concord High School. We're called the Concord Minutemen. There was never any of the female athletes that I went to school with ever complained that it was Minutemen and not Minutewomen for the other teams. And they didn't change the name. It's not like the Lady Minutemen or the Minutewomen for any of the female sports teams. And it didn't really ever seem to be a big deal. Is it politically correct? Probably not. Probably not. You hear like, I think Penn does the Lady Kingsmen.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
And even then, that's kind of an oxymoron, in my opinion, because Lady Kingsmen, I'm not really sure what they're trying to say there. And there are some schools, I believe, is it Rochester that does, there's a school
they're
a little bit
Zebras,
south that does,
I believe.
But there's a school a little bit further south that does, the women's team are called something different. I can't remember. I should know this.
There's one, because I think one is the Bulls, and you can't really call somebody the Lady Bulls. I don't think that would be a little odd.
The thing is where does this stop? The ones that offend people, I'm a big proponent. I understand if you're offending somebody or somebody feels offended, then is it okay? Should you change? But in the other side, what freedom of speech, public schools, I get it's a public school. A private school, I don't really see that they should have to change based on, don't go there then. It's a private school, right? And even now, especially in the state of Indiana, where you have open enrollment, you don't have to go to school if you don't like the mascot name. You don't want to be a caveman right down the road, Mishawaka. Right. You're the caveman, right. Not the cavewomen, the lady cavemen. To me, it bugs me that we continue to hear these stories, and it becomes such a big deal. Why do we care what the mascot is? Well, should we care?
No, we shouldn't. Unless it's obviously offensive, and I'll save the
punchline. There are some that are.
There are, but in this Kentucky situation, you're talking about the Stallions. I mean, obviously, it's a horse racing state. It's right down the road from Keeneland, the Keeneland race course. So, Actually, I think they were just trying to pay tribute to sort of the heritage of the area. The actual, what would you call it, sort of the graphic for the Stallions mascot is fabulous. It's all well done. That's pretty silly. I mean, this one goes too far for sure. And, you know, again, this was just trying to celebrate the heritage of what Kentucky and that what the horse racing legacy that goes on there. This is silly.
Okay, there is a school, and now I can remember that the women's team is called the Phillies, and I can't remember what the Mustangs maybe, I think, or what the males team. It's in Indiana. I can't remember which school is. I don't know where my buddy Matt Copsey is because he would tell me in a second. But then you have a school like Plymouth. Plymouth in football, they're the Rockies or the Pilgrims in other sports because, well, they feel in football they want to be more, I think, scary. Being called the Rockies is a little bit more intimidating from a football standpoint than the Pilgrims. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But the biggest point about this is where does it stop? Where do we draw the line and say, okay, we're getting a little bit too caught up in a name, a mascot? There are some mascots that I would never want to be called. Sammy the Slug, the UC Santa Cruz Slugs, or Providence. Very, very, very popular university, very good basketball program. They're the Friars. Oh, Friar is a man of God. It isn't a woman of God. So why aren't the right. female athletes at that school in an outrage because they're being called males? And I understand if there's, but really, what offense are you taking by playing on a team that has a nickname?
I have a few for you.
Okay, Todd.
And these are high school ones. So as long as we're on the Stallions from Kentucky High School, here we go. These are good ones. Southern Illinois. Perhaps this might be a little bit offensive to people. They are the Freeburg Midgets in Southern Illinois. That has not been changed.
See, that has now become a slang term.
Absolutely.
And I don't want to say people because I don't want to offend anybody, but I do know that the proper term would be little people.
Yeah.
I think is what that they've want to be called. Or just people. I mean, they're not any different just because of their size.
Right. We the Freebird people.
We the Freebird people.
Orofino, Iowa, the Maniacs, named because there is a mental institution a mile down the road.
They're next.
And they're next
on the list.
And perhaps my favorite. Out of Illinois again, the Centilia Orphans. Because when they first opened their sports program, they had mismatched uniforms, so they called them the Orphans. So there's a few of them that perhaps go a little bit further than Stallions on the sort of political correctness, off the political correctness scale.
I just think we're getting way too caught up in the whole scenario of what really does it matter what the team nickname is. Everybody can't be the Bobcats or, you know, then you have the Vikings. Well, Vikings were people that pillaged and murdered and did all kinds of gross, distasteful things, but yet we have the Minnesota Vikings. We have other teams that are named the Vikings. And I just don't get, like, why we make a big deal about this. Now, Stallions, especially in a state that is known for racing, are you really supporting the term Stallion by playing on a basketball team or a softball team or a volleyball team? Does it really matter? Are you really going to feel that much better if you're called the Butterflies?
Nice.
Seriously. I mean, why don't we just call everybody the Bunnies? I don't get it. You're not a Butterfly if you're playing on a Butterfly team. You're not a Stallion because you're representing a school called the Stallions. Don't get it. I absolutely don't understand why we have these big issues.
It's just more and more the way of life. You know, I mean,
and of course, then we give it.
A couple people get ticked off, but yeah, I mean, you think about the Philadelphia Phillies. I mean, shouldn't the boys of the team be ticked off to be called a Philly?
You would think, and then you still have the Washington Redskins,
They
have put their feet in and said, "Well, we're not going to change the name." And should they change the name? Is it offensive? Who is it actually offensive to?
Certain group of people think it's offensive. They start a petition. Next thing you know, it's a big deal. And in this day and age, you don't want to tick people off. So away you go. But I'm totally with you on this one. We just take this stuff too far. Where does it end? I mean, does it just have to be a little prey animal, a little pretty, you know, the Concord lambs? I mean, would that do the trick? Something like that? Or, you know, the aardvarks?
I don't know.
Of course, they prey on ants. So it's, you know, it's just kind of, it's silliness. I don't know where you draw the line. Stallion, I think, I'm glad you picked that out as a nice rant to start the show because I certainly think this one takes it way, way, way too far, given the heritage of Kentucky.
we have our first tweet of the show. Justin Wright tweeting in, Lafayette Jeff Broncos, spelled Bronchos, are named such because uniforms originally were misspelled.
Ah, but could that be taken as Bronc Hose?
You bring up a good point.
So perhaps that should be looked at.
And my color commentating partner on Friday nights for high school basketball, the Logansport Berries. Do you really want to be called a Berry? And then what doesn't make any sense, Todd Burlidge, is that their mascot is Felix the Cat. I have no idea. Well, I have no clue.
I went to Bishop Dwenger, and we were the Saints. And
the
trust me,
Saints.
We were nothing. We were anything but Saints.
Well, you shouldn't have gone to school there because you have to be exactly what your mascot dictates, right?
They would have no enrollment.
If you play for the Bulldogs, you need to bark a lot. I don't get it. Anyway, that's my rant of the day. I don't understand. I get so frustrated. Where I do understand if you are offending certain people, but where do we draw the line about how many people are offended? Is it one? Is it two? Is it 100? Is it 1,000? Where do you draw the line of, okay, if you don't like that mascot, same, go to another school? I just don't get why. I just don't feel that there's so many people that in this town that were that upset about it. I don't feel like that. It just makes no sense. It's a good reason for me to complain on the show here today. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. Coming up next, we'll talk to the head men's basketball coach at Ancilla College, Coach Aaron Butcher. They're off to a great start, one of the best starts in school history, 11-1, ranked in the top 25 in the country, and again, off to a great start. When you look at it as well, coming up on the 14th, you don't want to miss this opportunity. Text WAGON right now, WAGON right now to 45364. Get yourself entered to win a pair of tickets to go see Frank Caliendo. He's going to be at the Wagon Wheel Theater in Warsaw. And we're going to have Frank Caliendo on the show next week. That'll be a lot of fun. I wonder if we can get him to do any of his funnier impressions. I love his Terry Bradshaw's a pretty good one, but I like his Charles Barkley.
Oh yeah, the guy's fabulous.
He's on point. But he will be on the show next week. Again, text WAGON to 45364. Get yourself entered to win a pair of tickets. We'll be giving those away next week, and that is again on January 14th. Another text message before we go to break. Belmont High School in Indiana. Men's teams are the Braves. Mm-hmm. Women's teams are the Squaws.
Yep, absolutely. Used to cover them in wrestling back in the day.
But again, that could be offensive to somebody, because are they all from Native American descent? Well, if you're not, you can't be a Squaw or a Brave. That's inappropriate, Todd.
No, it's a good one, too. Yeah, that's ticking everybody off there.
Craziness. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back as we'll talk Ancilla Charger basketball. What's been the key to their hot start? Coming up next, we'll find out. I'm Pat Doherty alongside Todd Burlidge. This is The Homestretch here on ESPN Radio 102.7.
The Homestretch with Pat Doherty, ESPN Radio 102.7.